began reading in John. That's always easy for children to read and understand. And I went to the preacher and I said, Brother Miller, do we wash feet? And he said, why, no, he said, we don't. Maybe like you're talking about, but yes, we all wash feet sometimes. He said, I said, well, I read it. I read it in the 13th chapter of John. We go to wash one another's feet. He said, well, he said, that's not for us. So pretty soon I read in there that we ought to be wholly sanctified. And I went and told him about that, and I said, do we do that? And he said, no, he said, that's not for us. And I've been sick all my life, never had any rest to be well. And then I was getting worse all the time. And I told him, I read in James there, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them anoint you with oil. Praying over him, the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. So I went to him again. I said, Brother Miller, what is an elder? I didn't know what it was. He said, that's the preacher. And I said, oh, then you're an elder. Yes, yes, I'm an elder. And I said, well, Brother, I want you to pray for me. Anoint me like the Bible says and pray for me that God will heal me. He said, that's not for us. And then I decided they didn't believe the Bible. And I began to seek the Lord to know, I said, what church is right. I call them all churches. I don't call them all churches anymore. They're not, there's just one church. That's the church of God. We're all just one family. I found that out later. Well, the Lord showed me. I began to say, Lord, what church is right? These people don't believe the Bible. And I had become an invalid by then, was at bed fast, and I couldn't go anymore. But the Lord talked to me, said to me a dream. You know, the Bible says that the old man dream, young man see vision. He said he can still send us a dream and vision when it's necessary. So he sent me a dream and showed me the church of God. Well, I didn't understand it all right then. call ourselves the Church of God. And in a few years, the Lord let us meet the Evening Light Saints. And when I saw them, it was just like that vision he'd showed me when I was a child, when I was an invalid. And there was people just come out of these different places, come out of them, my people, some come out of this one because they couldn't eat sanctification. Some come out of this one because they didn't teach the right baptism. Then came out of another because they took a salary for their preaching. And all these different things, you know, that the Word of God was against, and they got light on it. Now some would teach one thing and some another. They come out where we could take it all, where we washed one another's feet, where we trust the Lord for you, and where we didn't take a salary for our preaching, wasn't a hard minister, but preach the Word of God, give it out freely, and look to the Lord, you supply our needs. And we found the real people of God that loved one another. And in these other places, I'd always found so much prejudice. They didn't love some races of people because it wasn't the same race they are. But I found in the Church of God that goes like the song says, makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, makes me love.
Let me
you not strengthen. Words like that wouldn't strengthen the disease, would it? Telling us that these good things wasn't for us and God couldn't heal our bodies, that wouldn't strengthen us very much. Wouldn't give us much help. Have you the disease? Ye have not strengthened. Neither have you healed that which was sick. Neither have you bound up that which was broken. Neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. Isn't that awful? I'm glad that God became tired of this and made a way that his people could be brought together and be fed and be sheltered in the good things of God. And they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains. My sheep. Now some people think because we teach one church, we don't believe God has any other sheep. But we know that God has other sheep scattered here and there. Now if I said my sheep wandered through all the mountains, some people just went from one place to another trying to find rest for their soul, trying to find something that would help them. Maybe they'd join this, and in a little while they'd find that they didn't find the help there they was looking for, and didn't find the people that lived according to the Word of God. So maybe they'd go somewhere else, to another place. We're scattered through all the mountains, here and there, and looking for that would really satisfy their soul for salvation, that would really save from all sin and cleanse us. One that we could trust God for the healing of our bodies, and one where we could have help in every way we needed it. He said that they were scattered through all, wandering through all the mountains, and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered. Now the Lord has one flock, and he don't want them scattered here and there among these different places. He wants us all to be one. And thank the Lord we are one. One in Christ, one in spirit, one in heart, one in faith. Thank the Lord we're one people that belong to one God, the true and living God, the creator of heaven and earth. He's our God, and we're his people. Praise the Lord. My flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Just let them just scatter them more and more. Just made one flock after another. Just cut off a little portion here and a little portion there. Let off a little bunch one way and another way. And God wasn't pleased with it. And he says, therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock. They didn't just try to bring them into the right place, but my shepherd fed themselves. Hard out. Took your money away from you, whether you was able to afford it or not, that they could go to some big college and learn how to preach and learn how to be a, well, don't know what word to use there, but just learn things that wasn't of God, that man's wisdom and so on. And knew it took lots of money for that. But he has some shepherds, thank God, that want to feed the sheep of God. And I believe I told you the other night that the only thing he said for us to do to catch men was to follow him. Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. So we learn that we can follow Jesus. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hands. If a and destruction in blind places. And you see God's people, for they're going to be required at the minister's hand. Just sure they will. How careful every minister ought to be that they live close to God and get the word from His mouth and feed the people of God and live a holy life before them, that they can be an example to those that's following them. I will require my flock at their hand. Cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad this morning He delivered us from all those dark places that some of us were in? Many of you young people, of course, was born in the Church of God. Never knew what it was to be scattered in sectarianism. How thankful you ought to be that God has showed you the way, and how you ought to appreciate it and live for God and appreciate this good truth. Sometimes when I am in camp meetings and I see the young people all gathering together and singing the songs of Zion and teaching the truth, I think, oh, I would have appreciated that when I was a child. I would have appreciated knowing the truth. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep. Oh, I'm glad that He has some ministers that will seek and search for His sheep to bring them out of these places and tell them the truth, all of the truth, and teach them the word of God. And He said, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and will seek them out. That's what He did for us. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. That cloudy and dark day was the day where Jesus said we're going to turn over here to Zechariah, the 14th chapter, where He said that in the evening time it shall be light. He said there that He was going to see come out from all the places that they were scattered in that dark and cloudy day. And that day was the day when the text began to be built out. And God had delivered His people out of paganism, or to some extent, and out of Catholicism, and so on, and was bringing them out of darkness. And they began to hear this truth preached by faith in Jesus Christ, and came out here and there. But men soon began to get big and want a following, and they draw off a few people here and there, and make this sect making, this division, this denominationism, and scatter God's people when they were just receiving some light from that awful, awful dark place that they'd been in. And now this is a time they had some light. And was revealed to them, and they began to have some light, and God worked with them. And we can remember when God worked very much in sectarianism, when the souls really got saved. But it got worse and worse, and God didn't want us separated and scattered, but wants His children all to be one and all to be together and all to have all the truth. And so He speaks of a day when it wouldn't be neither light nor dark. Now in heathenism and Catholicism, when the dragon and the beast days, of course that was dark. That was no light. That was blackness, dark, midnight, when everything was dark. But He speaks of another day then when it wouldn't be light nor dark, us to be cloudy, partly light and partly dark, and that's in sectarianism, where we have some light but not all of the that the light shall not be clear nor dark. That was in such a one. Wasn't clear nor dark. We had some light, but didn't have all the light. But it shall be one day which shall be known unto the Lord, not day nor night. Not day nor night. Wasn't light altogether, and yet wasn't dark altogether. But thank the Lord, let's hear the rest of this text. It's the best part of it. But it shall come to pass that in the evening time it shall be light. Praise the Lord. It shall come to pass that in the evening time it shall be light, like it was in the morning time, like it was when at the day of Pentecost, and for a little while. But that light didn't last very long. But now it, this evening time, it shall be light, and the sun don't go down no lower. Thank the Lord. This is the evening light. The time that this light shines forth in all its beauty and glory to stay. Not where the sun never to go down anymore. The word said in the morning time that it lasted only a little while. But this comes to stay as long as this old world stands. In the evening time, in the last part of this dispensation of time, the Holy Ghost dispensation of the time, in the evening time it shall be light. And we thank the Lord for this wonderful light and this wonderful truth that God is really gathering His people out of all these places where we were scattered in that cloudy day. In that day when it was neither light nor dark, neither day nor night to the Lord, but He had some people scattered here and there, and in the evening time He must let this evening glorious light shine again in all its strength and gather His people in from all these places where we were scattered in that cloudy day, where we can hear the whole gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ preached, where we can be in the house of God. He said He'd send people to seek them out and hunt them out, search them out, like a shepherd searches his sheep. I saw some shepherds out in Arizona with their sheep. If one strayed away, they began to search for that sheep until they found it and bring it back to the fold. Sometimes yet a sheep strays away and began to say, I wonder off a little. I didn't want to search and bring them back. And they went to look at the animal, they down on my interest at something else and got them restrained a little from this truth. But we want to bring them back to this good fold of God, and where they can be fed and where they can be nourished and where they can be cared for. It shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that in the evening time it shall be light. When I found this evening light, I found it clear and bright, shining. You know, Paul said that he saw a light that was brighter than the midday sun shining to those who did not use, and about we do have something better. The Word of God gives us something better than those things where we can have something better to give the people. I've often said and heard others say that you take a little child and have his rag doll and a little girl, and she just loves that little rag doll, and you go up there and start taking it away from her without giving her something better, she'd cry and put up a fight against that. She'd hold her that little rag doll. That would be the best she had. I know that that's been the best some of us have had sometimes, but you just pick up a nice, big, real doll like they have now, those beautiful dolls, and going off to that with that little child, how quick it just turn that little rag doll loose, and it wouldn't even care for that little rag doll anymore because it found something better. Well, I thank the Lord that many of us may have found something in the Lord in these other places, but now we was looking, we have been looking for something better everything has been. I believe you really have been looking for something better. Well, thank God we found something better.
Yeah.
We found a way that is clear and clean and where we can worship God in the beauty of holiness. So we're going to read a little about it here. In Isaiah, beginning at the 8th verse, in the 35th chapter, and a highway shall be there. Now this is a highway we're talking about today. This is a beautiful way. This is the church of God. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called a way of holiness. Praise the Lord. Oh, don't you love that word, holiness? Don't you love this holy way, this clean way of God, and a highway? Now this way is above all those other ways. We may have found, we did find some good things there. We were calling many of them to be born again, doesn't have any other discipline, only the Word of God. So when you come to Him, He said, you shall be saved. Praise the Lord. Saved from sin. They don't sin anymore. They live for the Lord. They live a holy life all the days of your life. Praise the Lord. Shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, the fools shall not enter in. No lions shall be there. Won't be any lions there. Won't be any people that's always had that lion spirit, that old roaring disposition anymore. Devouring, that's right. Praise the Lord. No, they don't want to devour you. They want to feed you. They want to help you. They want to pray for you, and you pray for them. Thank the Lord. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast. Some people want to make that literal, like these beasts and things around. But that means that beast nature. That's their nature to want to unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, any place where the whole word of God is not taught. Be ye clean that bear the vessel of the Lord. He don't want anyone bearing the vessel of the Lord that is not clean. All these people are clean people, and that's why they can be on that highway of holiness. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor by flight, for the Lord will go before you. righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion has light with darkness? Now that was a time when it was partly light, neither day nor night, but now we have the full light, and God wants us to come out in it and walk in that light.